This is Rumble in the Morning on FM
99. Sean is here with news right now.
Yes.
Sorry
yes.
about my delay in the room. All of a sudden went to print and realized I wasn't connected to any printers.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a problem around here.
That's a real problem. Yeah. But I'm here now, and that's all that matters.
That's all that matters, Sean.
That's right. College campuses are canceling their commencement ceremonies. And, you know, you were just talking about the states with the most OnlyFans creators.
Yes.
Do you know who's made the most money on OnlyFans?
The individual?
Yes.
I don't.
Well, you're about to.
Okay.
News brought to you by Pitbull Tobacco and More with a professional and knowledgeable staff. You'll get your questions answered and find the products that are right for you. Order online at pitbullsmoke.com. For locals, buy locals. Did you see that big accident that caused major delays on 64 eastbound yesterday at the HRBT?
No, I did not.
Oh, man.
No.
Crash happened inside the tunnel just before 12:30 p.m., according to reports from Virginia State Police.
Oh, that sucks.
At least one person was taken to Sentara Norfolk General with serious injuries, is what they called it. Unfortunately, they were riding a motorcycle at the time of the accident.
Dude.
The whole incident, according to Norfolk Fire and Rescue, said 12 to 15 vehicles were involved.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Massive. Well, once you start that, there's nowhere to go. You're in that tunnel. There's nowhere to go.
Yeah, it was a big, big problem. It initially stopped traffic in both directions. They had to get everything cleared up as best they could. It took them over 2 hours to get it cleared out.
Wow.
So it was busy for a while. Once they did, though, even an hour after the fact, after 3 p.m., they still had over 3 miles of traffic at the HRBT. Now, the only injury we've heard about so far is that one person. They're still investigating the crash.
Yeah.
And hopefully they're going to be okay, but we haven't seen any updates on their condition yet. Speaking of the roads, though, the Virginia Department of Motor Vehicles is expecting to experience some delays in service because of safety training.
Safety training. Now, safety training at the Virginia Department of Motor Vehicles, would encompass what?
Yeah, it's a great question. I don't rightly know. All right. They gave a speech about saying that this is how they can best serve the clients and the customers and everybody who comes in, and safety training is important, but it didn't say what the training was.
You know what? I met, let's see, the security guard at the office on Buckner Road. It listens every day.
Oh, well, that's
we
nice.
Stood there. We had a really nice conversation. It was terrific. Yeah, I was there 2 weeks ago. I already have my new driver's license.
Nice. Oh yeah, you had the thing with the void in it.
Yes. Yeah. So that's already been replaced.
Okay.
I made an appointment online, and I was only there for 15 to 20 minutes. This thing is all streamlined now, so if they need security time or whatever it is, whatever they have to practice, I'm down with it.
Right, totally understand. And you know what?
They got it right.
Well, the training's scheduled from starting today, May 7th through May 9th. So it'll be happening this week on a rolling basis, they say, so that they can still have some places open.
Yeah.
They say each office will be closed in the morning and then reopen at 1 p.m. just on one particular day. They're going to be scheduled for this to happen.
Okay.
So,
are they going to surprise me?
Yeah, it's a mystery. You know,
will I be standing in line and they just shut it all down while I'm waiting?
That would be kind of hilarious. But no, they did release a schedule of all of this. You can go ahead and check the Rumble in the Morning Facebook page. If it's not up now, I just sent it to Rena a few minutes ago, so she should get it up soon. But it'll have an entire list of which ones are going to be closed and when, so that way you can know where to go and when not to go.
All right, I got this brand new driver's license.
Okay.
And it is trick.
Is it?
Oh, it's got like it's not a hologram. Do you remember those things? You could get these. There'd be like a toy trading cards. They'd be in like 3D, and if you turn the thing on a certain angle, it would show one image, and then you turn it back on another angle, it would show another image.
Yeah,
it was pretty basic stuff. In fact, they used to come in boxes of cereal and on that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah,
well, that is now displayed on your driver's license.
Oh, really?
So in this corner,
it
will say the month and year of my birth, and if you turn it this way, it's a small copy of my face.
What?
And you turn it back, and you get forward, back and forth. Multicolors. There's a ton of stuff going on in here. So apparently we're working really hard on not having counterfeit anything.
Yeah. Well, it's a big deal.
Oh, it's a huge deal.
Big, big deal.
Yeah, and you got to remember that the 9/11 hijackers had Virginia driver's licenses.
Yeah.
So we're especially touchy.
I've got to, so you showed me that one last week that they stamped void into it, like they punched it out.
They punched it out.
So did you have that one while you were waiting for that to arrive?
Yes, and I also have a piece of paper that you have to carry that says that you're cool with that.
I was like, wait a minute. How do they punch the holes out and say it's void before they give you the new one?
I know, right?
But, all right, well, that makes sense if they
And
give
you have to carry this sheet of paper. It's 8.5 by 11.
Right,
yeah. It's like, yeah, well, there's no easy way to do that.
No, but you know what? You got to do what you got to do. In national news, the judge presiding over former President Donald Trump's hush money trial fined him another $1,000 for another gag order violation yesterday. And then he warned that future gag order violations could result in jail time because the fines don't seem to be having much of an effect.
No.
Trump spoke after he left the courthouse yesterday.
Frankly, you know what? Our Constitution is much more important than jail. It's not even close. I'll do that sacrifice any day. What's going on with this judge is a disaster. Between the gag orders and the hatred he's got for me.
So he's clearly not on board.
Yeah, right.
Yesterday, jurors heard testimony for the first time about the financial reimbursements that are kind of at the core of the whole case. The testimony was from Jeffrey McConney, who was a former Trump Organization controller, who explained how the company used to reimburse payments meant to suppress embarrassing stories that were coming out during the 2016 presidential campaign.
Right.
And then he'd record them in an internal ledger as legal expenses that the Manhattan prosecutor's office said broke the law. While that's going on, it's worth noting that Trump Media and Technology Group, the owner of the social networking Truth Social site that everybody's using, has fired an auditor that federal regulators recently charged with massive fraud. Now, the former president's media company dismissed the person B.F. Borgers, the independent public accounting firm, and engaged a different one over after they found out. They did want to stress, though, they wanted to point this out there. It does not involve any of the work that they did for Trump Media. That is not the fraud that's being talked about.
Okay.
It was worth mentioning because of the fraud case.
Well, they have some issues.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. So worth mentioning because you see the headline this morning. It just says Trump Media fires auditing firm accused of massive fraud. You know what I mean?
Right.
You got to read a little to find out that it actually has nothing to do with them. They just happen to work with that.
With their court cases.
Exactly. Today is National Teachers Day. Congratulations to everybody out there as a teacher. Thank you for what you do. It's a thankless job in a lot of ways, and you do a lot of work that I wouldn't be able to do myself. But we have 3.5 million elementary and high school teachers across the country who work very, very hard. So I just wanted to be nice and say happy National Teachers Day.
I want to be nice, too, and
well,
say the same.
Go right ahead.
Can I do that?
Yes, you
Thank
can.
Thank you.
It's your show. Good job.
Yeah, I know.
But really,
it is.
That just leads into the next story about Columbia University and the other college campuses where we're having problems as pro-Palestinian protesters block police from accessing an encampment at MIT. I'm sorry, the police blocked them, but they got around the police and managed to retake the area at MIT. Other protesters at MIT sat on the
monitor. Well, it's MIT. Who did you figure was going to outsmart the other people?
That's a good question.
Yeah, a bunch of brainiac engineers.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just rank and file whoever happens to be there to be the turnout.
That's a really good point.
Yeah, I think the engineers, at least in the short term, but they don't know tactics, but they do know angles.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yes, yes. Other protesters at MIT on Monday sat out on Massachusetts Avenue, blocking evening rush hour traffic in Boston, which I'm sure the people there loved. Officials at Columbia University in New York City made a statement yesterday that they are canceling their large graduation event. It will focus instead on small school-level graduation ceremonies. They shared that based on their feedback, we've decided to make the centerpiece of our commencement activities our class days and school-level ceremonies. Apparently, they said the students emphasized that those are the ones that actually mean the most to them anyway, so they'll just do an online thing later for the big group.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, what a ripoff. If you understand that the majority of students have nothing to do with any of these protests. I mean, the ratio's got to be, 500 to 1, 1,000 to 1.
Right.
Protesters versus just people that are not, don't have a dog in this fight,
yeah,
so to
speak.
Yeah,
just going to school.
Would like to go to their own commencement.
Yeah.
Whose parents paid all this money, if in fact it was the parents.
Yeah.
Who also would like to see their kids graduate. And because of a few rabble-rousers, we can't do this now.
Yeah, somebody had...
That's just great.
I saw a comment from somebody saying that the part that really sucks for some people is that, think about the time frame. 2020 would have been when these kids graduated.
From high school.
High school.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably didn't get a graduation.
They didn't get a graduation either. Yeah.
So, oh, well. Sucks for them, man.
Too bad.
Sucks for them.
Go out into the world. Be fruitful.
In addition to them, Emory University says it's moving its commencement from its Atlanta campus to a suburban arena. Campus protests have sprung up across the U.S., causing issues at different schools, which is why you're seeing all these differences and changes made to several schools' commencement ceremonies. At a school in Virginia, Midlothian High School, we're familiar with that area, they're making national headlines because not all of the juniors and seniors were able to get tickets to their prom. They said that, they said some students, the prom tickets sold out days into the advertised week-long opportunity to purchase the tickets, and they're students that can't go to prom now.
Oh, that's odd.
Yeah. The students said they were stunned by this because they said staff did not tell them that tickets would be limited.
Right.
They figured everybody who's a senior, would get a ticket. Others said they were frustrated because they thought that when they get their senior dues they had to pay at the beginning of the year, they thought the prom tickets were included in that.
Oh, I see.
Yep.
Yeah, not so much. Huh?
News got out, and parents, of course, on social media, very angry about it. One parent saying on Facebook, all seniors and their dates should have a prom ticket. This is absolute failure to the seniors. Holden White is a junior at Midlothian High School. With juniors and seniors, I guess, attend the prom there.
Well, I think the juniors should give up all their tickets.
Well, I think you can make an argument.
That would be a deference to the seniors.
Yep. But the idea being that if they plan these things, and typically that's what they do, is juniors and seniors are the ones that go to these proms, one would assume that they would factor that in and have enough tickets for juniors and seniors. But either way, officials with the Chesterfield school system estimated that fewer than 10 students and 15 guests were unable to get tickets.
Is that true?
That's their estimation. Don't know.
We're doing a news story because 10 kids couldn't get a prom ticket?
I just saw it going
around
this morning.
Somebody help me, Lord God.
Well, they were mad about it.
Poor children.
They were mad about it.
My God. Counselors will be provided.
And, of course, the...
Standing by. Waiting right now to take your little candy ass home.
You referenced earlier the states that have the most OnlyFans creators, and that just led me to something I saw yesterday. If you're curious which OnlyFans creator has made the most money over time, the answer is...
Catch me outside. How about that?
Catch me outside.
Danielle Bregoli.
Bad baby. Yep. Yeah. Who came to fame because of Dr. Phil. She's made about $59 million since she joined in April of 2021.
That's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, I'll bet she didn't have a prom ticket either. Poor little thing.
Did she go to prom?
My God.
I don't even know.
They caught her outside.
Yeah. They had one of the, I don't remember what they're called, but those, you know, sliding scales where you can see it kind of moving in real time to see the growth of money.
Yeah.
And when we get to, there's a million other people on there, but the second we hit April of 2021, mm-hmm. she flies ahead of everybody and just stays there.
God, that's interesting, though, because she's, boy, how many people have done crossover where they were really well known before they got to OnlyFans? I mean, there are a lot of people.
Bella Thorne
was a big one on there too.
She was a big one, right?
Yeah.
Was it
Denise Richards has an OnlyFans? Her daughter has an OnlyFans,
right? Was it? Why a rapper?
But I mean, if you could bring a constituency there, I guess is my point. Rather than have starting there and trying to grow a business. However, I'll say this: South Carolina, by the way, had the highest average. With creators bringing their about $1,400 a month in South Carolina, who is not even on the list of the top 10 of the ratio that we talked about before. $1,400 a month. Creators in West Virginia, on average, 40.
Ooh.
Apparently, me and my brother doesn't really ring the bell like it used to.
Well,
when you take the step out of it, then...
step bro?
Yeah. Then it gets a little weird.
Now we have a problem.
Now we have a problem.
It's a step too far, if you will.
$40 a month. That's a lot of work.
Oh, man.
That won't cover your costs, I don't think.
No, I don't think so.
Camera and everything? Mm-hmm. No.
And tied into that, I'm sure there's plenty of things to do and see in Nevada, but something they love there are their feet pictures.
Perfect.
Yep.
There you go. That's Rena's specialty right now.
Yeah. Nevada has the top spot in the recent Feet Finder study. Feet Finder is an online site where you can go for, guess what, pictures of feet. They looked at all 50 states to determine who did the most searches. They used Google search data.
Right.
And they looked up different key phrases and matched that up against every 100,000 residents is how they do a lot of these.
Okay.
So Nevada came in number one. Arizona closely following at number two. Florida at number three. Colorado and Georgia round out the top five.
And these are just feet?
Just feet.
All I'm saying
looking
is
for feet.
My little rectangles would bring in some bank.
Now, see, nobody looked...
They would.
Nobody looked up square feet, rectangle feet.
Blocky feet. Yeah.
The searches I see
It's like South Park feet. They are. They're basic shapes. Rena's got this thing where she can spread her toes out.
Oh, I bet that's a thing.
It's... freaky.
Yeah,
it really is. They look kind of grippy.
Yeah, they are grippy.
Are they grippy?
Yeah.
Like you got like little chimp feet?
I can grip pretty much anything.
Little chimp feet?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, there you go. There's your special sauce right there.
There it is.
Yeah, get ready, Nevada.
Look at a look away from the feet. And now we're going to take a look at the weather, brought to you by Agronomic Lawn Management, creating beautiful lawns across Southside Hampton Roads and Moyock. They grow, they don't mow. Fertilize with ALM.com. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms today, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 83. West winds 8 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low around 67. Tomorrow, again, chance of showers and thunderstorms and mostly sunny with a high near 91 tomorrow. It's about 66 degrees. With the news, I'm Sean Hood for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.